Michael, did that day go just about as well as it could, given your result and others around the league, given the home date?
Yeah. Obviously, you know, you come into the day knowing that you can only take care of what you control. But I had a feeling that if we could take care of business here, that given the way things could play out in Montreal and in DC, that we'd have a real chance. And so, to have a few things fall into place for us, and to get a home game to start the playoffs is huge.
What does home field mean to you guys in the first round of the playoffs?
This place comes alive in October, November, and so what it means is that we get one night to set the playoff tone here, and we've had a lot of big nights here over the last few years, I know that this will be another one. And for the guys who are new here, for the guys who haven't been here on nights like this, the atmosphere is special, and I think it'll really set the tone for us in a big way.
Michael, how do you assess the quality of the East going into the playoffs?
we feel good about ourselves. We feel like in the second half of the season, since we got back from the Gold Cup, that we have a very good team. It's not that every second has been perfect, but when you look at our record since July, when you look at the way we've played, when you look at the types of teams that we've played against, when you look at some of the tough places that we've had to go, we feel like we have a good team, and we feel like we're continuing to get better. We feel like as the biggest games are still coming, that we're still improving. And so, we're excited.
2016 and 2019, you guys lost just twice in your final 15 games, both times. Is there anything about this late season run that compares to that late season run at all?
I'm not sure. Maybe. I'd have to... It's a different team. It's a different... It's a much different team, so it's... I'm not sure I'd draw too many parallels right away. Like I said... For me, it's looking even closer to the fact that, I think in those... One of those losses was still when guys were at the Gold Cup, I believe. I'm pretty sure since we got guys, since the Gold Cup ended, I think we're 7-1-6, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right, Gareth?
Yeah.
So that's not just lightning in a bottle, And we feel like we're continuing to make progress, The reality is that of those six ties, probably a few should be wins, but that's football. And look, nobody here is trying to pretend that everything is perfect yet, not even close. We feel like we're continuing to improve. It's continuing to come together. But we've talked all year about the idea that as the biggest games come, we need to be hitting our stride and I think we all feel good about the direction we're headed.
There's talk of using today to set the tone going into the playoffs. Do you think you'll accomplish that?
Yeah. Good win at home, shutout. Get another home playoff game. So, absolutely.
Michael, it's been said that this team shows up and plays the best when the lights are the brightest. Wayne Rooney potentially last game in MLS. Does it get bigger than that right here at BMO?
It's a like I said, games in this stadium in October, November, December are special. You know, for anybody who's played them, for anybody who's lived them, it's they're different. You know, and the regardless of who we're playing against, regardless of who's on the other side, just the to be able to start these playoffs with a home game in front of our fans in our stadium. You know, hopefully it's a Toronto night in every sense of the in every sense. You know, and like I said, we'll make sure that we're ready to go after the game and you know, make it a another big night to start things off.
Thank you.